The term rocket science actually means something to the 3rd through 8th graders enrolled in aerospace engineering camp at OCC's College for Kids.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1!
Like, what goes up must come down, but not always where you expect. That falling rocket had kids and news reporters scrambling to avoid getting hit. Scott Stagnita has been teaching this course for 14 years. He's also an engineering and technology teacher in the Skaneateles School District. Stagnita says this morning's water and air-powered launches were a culmination of a week of math and engineering lessons on aerodynamics, balance, launch angles, and geometry. He's learned it's all in how you present it.
Hey, guys. We're going to build some really cool rockets, but this is all the information we have to make sure we have a really good grip on and we understand it before we take this any further. Because if we don't, what's going to happen? Our rockets are not going to fly. And so the kids' ears perk right up.
There are two-liter soda bottles, and there are 4 fins and 4 wings made of foam and duct tape. And then you just cover the rocket like a poster board kind of thing. And then you make a nose cone with poster board and glue a golf ball at the edge of the nose cone so it helps it be balanced also with the wings.
That's Camillus Middle School 6th grader Kelsey Boteri, who decided to add an experiment of her own inside the rocket.
I got a plastic bag and filled it with peanut butter and put the egg in there, and I stuck it inside my rocket with a piece of foam behind it so it wouldn't crash into the wall. And then I put a flap with a lot of duct tape and a piece of paper and hot glue on it. And so I was hoping it didn't crack, and it worked.
Onondaga Hill Middle School 5th grader Charles Knoll's rocket was a little more unpredictable. He put a positive spin on it.
Well, it started off pretty good. It didn't go the highest, but it absolutely went the farthest. As you can't see it, it went way over there.
Oh, was that the one that went into the swamp over there?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. It went pretty high, but it kind of went off course, huh?
Yeah.
Teacher Scott Stagnita says wind or a loose golf ball in the nose cone might have been to blame for the erratic landing path. He says there are good teaching moments about engineering, which don't necessarily mean failure. Stagnita hopes that's what kids take away.
In my biggest push with all the camps I do, whether it's my aerospace or next week mechanical or the week after with robotics or the week after with STEM, is to get young kids engaged and interested in engineering. And hopefully this ignites an interest that goes further than just this. Maybe it sends them on their way to some type of science they like, or maybe they want to go into engineering.
I picked this one because not a lot of girls do engineering, and I'm thinking of being one. So I want to start young and work my way up. And I've been doing this, engineering, not just the rocket, for 4 years now. And I've learned a lot, and that really wants me to, become an engineer. I kind of want to be one now.
And it's kids like Kelsey Boteri who have to make teachers like Scott Stagnita feel they've succeeded. OCC's College for Kids continues through the end of the month.